USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six people are dead and 10 others wounded after an early morning shooting in Sacramento Sunday. Shots were fired around 2 a.m. in the area near the Golden One Center. Officers responded quickly, but no suspect has been caught. Freddie Dearborn works as a community mentor for the Healing in the Hood program, which helps reduce community violence committed by high-risk youths in Sacramento County. He says he's still in shock by the shooting.
Right now I'm feeling disturbed. Kind of sad. There's multiple victims and deceased, so it's nothing to feel good about.
The Ukrainian president says the Russian invasion of his country amounts to genocide. Speaking through a translator on CBS's Face the Nation, Zelensky calling it the extermination of his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
Gas prices continuing to go down slowly. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. Tiger Woods says it will be a game-time decision whether he will play at the Masters. Woods suffering a serious leg injury last year and has not competed since the accident. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is looking to take a bite out of gun crime in the Big Apple with the NYPD's recently launched anti-gun unit. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayor Adams explains tackling the gun situation in New York City is twofold.
We really have to have a combination. We have to stop the flow of guns, but we must also do the job of getting the guns off the streets that's on there now. And my anti-gun unit, they're doing that.
Some critics of the new anti-gun unit claim the practice is out of date and have drawn comparisons to the New York City anti-crime units that were disbanded back in 2020. The music world is mourning the loss of one of their own.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Seinfeld fans continue to remember Estelle Harris. The red-haired actress with the distinctive voice died Saturday of natural causes at her California home, 3 weeks shy of her 94th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.